Okay, not the kind of performance we expected to have out there today. Thought our fans were excited about the opening of the season, as we were. And that's a very disappointing, embarrassing effort. I take full responsibility. We'll get it turned around and corrected. Win or not, you got to move on. I was really anticipating sitting up here talking about the need to move on, after we got through the tape. And that is the case, all right, regardless. Win or lose, that's what you do. You have to make corrections and move on. So we'll do that. Looking at it, we went into this game. We said, okay, special teams, they've got a really good return group. We've got to keep those guys bottled up. I thought that was pretty solid. Offensively, we said we've got to be able to run it. Got to be able to protect our quarterback. Got to be able to protect the ball. Quarterback ended up being hurt. We didn't run it well enough. And we didn't protect the ball. We were minus two in turnovers. Okay, defensively, we said nothing cheap. The tight end still running wide open. Okay, and we said we were going to leverage and tackle. We had the first possession alone. We had four leverage issues. Okay, so it just wasn't very good. All right, it wasn't very good. We're going to have better days. I believe in the men in that room. I believe in our staff, and we'll get things corrected, and move ahead. Okay. Injury wise, we lost four guys that I have here to talk about briefly. Nate had a knee. Woodson had a shoulder. Carr had a hand, and Jelly. Justin had an ankle. Okay, so look, I don't believe in consolation prizes for playing hard. I expect us to play hard every snap. It wasn't good enough, and we'll move on. So, questions?
What's Derek's status going forward?
I don't know at this point.
What were the specifics behind his injury? Was it his
slide,
or how
did it? I really don't have a lot of information on that.
Do you know what hand did? Is it from hand with
car? I believe it is. I'm not sure. The x-rays were negative, so.
How he hurt.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Do you think it was an energy issue?
No, it wasn't energy. Anytime, what happens, look, if you go out, like on the defense the first drive, if you go out and you allow a long drive because you didn't do some things to get off the field, I mean, the first third down, it was a leverage issue. Should be a tackle for loss. They end up getting, whatever, going around the corner and getting some positive yards and keep the chains moving. And that was that was part of that whole drive. I mean, just did not start sharp, did not start with that crispness that you need to play really good football.
You've got Alden Smith in there. How did you think he did? Did you think there was any rustiness there?
I didn't think our group brought the kind of pressure I think they will throughout this season. Today. I didn't think anything in particular about him. I just say overall, we're going to expect and anticipate we're going to get a lot better push from our rush and pressure from our rush. So, but I wouldn't try and put that on him. We had a group of guys that were working in there, and it just wasn't what it'll be. Yeah, well, I'll take that. Okay, but I thought the week was excellent. I thought really we came out in great shape, ready to play good and kick off our season the right way. We all felt really good about the preparation, but it didn't look that way today. So, the bottom line is we're paid for production on game day, and it wasn't near good enough today.
There's
no reason to speculate on all that. Obviously, if there's any length of time there, then yes, we would. Okay, but at this point, I can't answer that question.
The play after the car got hurt, you went for a fourth and one.
Yep.
What was your thinking there? Was it a key time?
Yeah, I would say that was a key moment, and one that didn't go well. And we get them even without getting it there. We get them to third and long, and then let them off the hook. On that next series. So. You know, a lot of opportunities to turn the game and to play better football, and just did not really get it done.
Why were you guys unable to run the ball?
Sorry? I mean, look, I think you know, some things happened where you did run, did see runs. I mean, you know, Alawale breaks the run, and then we get a hold on the backside that was called. I haven't seen it yet, but a tough one to get there. You know, so, I mean, we had some moments where maybe it looks like it's going to get untracked. But, you know, the bottom line is you have to sustain drives. In order to run it, you got to convert on third downs, you know. Our overall on third down wasn't very good. We'll see what it ended up. I'm not sure, but, you know, 25%, you know, 3 out of 12. I would bet that some of those came late. You know, if you want to run the ball, you got to be able to convert on third down, stay on the field. And we just, you know, weren't able to get that going.
Even when Derek was in there, everything we threw was short. Was that basically the idea going into it, that not necessarily push it deep?
No, I wouldn't say that. I really think that we are a group that will be able to push it deep this year. That'll be part of what we do. And, you know, may not feel that way sitting here tonight, but, you know, that is the design, and that is how we will approach it.
At the plan today, you want to take more shots deep going in? Or
without a question.
Jack, you mentioned tight end being over repeatedly. Is that just guys in your secondary not executing their assignments? Was there anything going on with scheme that they supported?
Well, look, if you don't execute it well, then it ends up coming down to that. So the way I've always said is we're all in it together. Coaches will take our part in terms of how we could help our guys be in better position. Players got to take their part in terms of executing the things that we have designed, and together we make it happen.
Jack, why are you confident that your team will improve
after? Well, because I've seen the work we put in. I've seen the commitment level. I've seen the improvement over the course of the offseason. I think guys, I'm just going to say that I feel like today was a moment where a couple of things kind of went wrong, didn't go well, and we had a little trouble finding ourselves. And I believe that we'll settle down, understand the basic fundamentals that we've got to be able to execute to play good football. There's some basic things you have to do. You have to leverage and tackle if you're going to be any good on defense. It doesn't matter what your scheme is. If you're not leveraging and tackling, you're going to have a hard time. And I believe in that. I believe in, you know, blocking up front, being able to throw the football and catch it, and just execute good football. And I've seen enough examples of what it looks like to know that we are capable and will be better. Yeah, real simple. Let's start playing good football at some point here, and then let it carry over and start playing good football, because it just wasn't good football early. And at some point, you just have to start playing good football. And, you know, that's going to make these press conferences a lot more fun for me, and make that locker room a lot more joyful when we do.
You count the fourth quarter as that, or is that not enough for you?
Say that again. I'm not ready to claim anything about that being real good.
So how do you start your return with? Is it baffled? Angry?
Sorry?
How do you start your feelings after what you saw? Baffled? Angry?
I'm disappointed that the effort to open the season wasn't better. Our fans were excited, fired up. We get an opportunity at home to open the season, and we didn't play well. And that's disappointing to me. You know, and look, I know what works, though, you know, and getting back to work and taking ownership of the things that went wrong is where it starts.
Why do you think it was so hard to retain the message of improving when you guys almost report to get past the 50-yard line? I know you spoke with them a year and a half time, but why do you think it just didn't grasp it? There's so much amount of time to where they give
you that. Why we didn't grasp? I'm not understanding.
They played bad football. They didn't get better at halftime.
Yeah.
When they came out, they still were flat.
Yeah.
Why do you think they didn't reach
that? Well, not from a lack of desire. Okay, so like I said, when you play better and you execute better, it feels a whole lot better.
Did you see the Pac-Man incident with Amari either live or on replay, where he Amari's helmet was off and he was pounding his head into his helmet? Did you see that?
I didn't see that. If that was going on, I'm sure the officials were all over it. They had to see that. Right. Well, maybe they somehow didn't see that. I don't know. I don't know what to tell you. If it happened, you know, typically the officials do a pretty good job of catching that stuff.